Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And a happy Friday evening, everyone. A gorgeous night in Chicago. You can just tell there's an energy on Michigan Avenue right now.
So it's getting darker and the lights are shining in all the buildings, which I love to see.
So I was on the morning show. I work at UME on WCIU every morning.
Yes.
So quick shout out to that. And we have a shot every morning, obviously, of the lakefront and of the skyline. And this morning at 7 o'clock, when that sun was hitting those buildings, it just had that crisp look to it. It looks so gorgeous out there. And that's after 2 weeks of like not seeing the top halves of the buildings from all the cloud, the rain, the fog that we've had for 2 weeks.
Although I think that's kind of cool looking.
Oh, it is cool, but not after 10 days of it. And then you have to go outside into it. John Hanson, Esmeralda Liana, ahead of her birthday tonight on 720 WGN, filling in for Justin Kaufman. We've been talking about things that Chicagoans order from an app between 2 and 3 in the morning, the most ordered items. We had an answer of condoms earlier, and Alex Trebek asked for a more specific answer, and the 847 chimes in with Magnum condoms.
That's people thinking a little.
And that is correct. That is what
themselves.
It is. That is one of the top 10 items ordered is Magnum condoms. So apparently at 2 in the morning, you get a little bit more confident in yourself.
Yeah,
and you order those Magnum condoms. Ben and Jerry's was asked, and I asked for more specifics again. Mm-hmm. And I actually just realized there's two Ben and Jerry's on the list. Someone asked if it was Ben and Jerry's half-baked. And it is Ben and Jerry's
there
half-baked.
There you go.
No
ding,
surprise.
Ding, ding.
We've also had an ask for cigarettes. Really need that fixed at 2 or 3 in the morning. It's not on this list. I don't know if they would get that for you. I don't know if since it's an age-restricted item, so I don't know. That's a wonderful guess, but I'm not entirely sure. So keep on chiming in. Give us a call, 312-91-7200, or a text by the same thing. And to celebrate Esmeralda's birthday, I figured what better way than bringing in her favorite thing, some meats.
Meats.
No, you've been fascinated by this all week long.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's such a big trend right now is charcuterie, if I'm even saying that correctly. And we have here Tony Fiasque. Did I say it right?
Did we say it right?
You said it right. Yes!
All right. And you're from Indusia Artisans, which is, you don't have a brick and mortar right now, but it's your family's been in the restaurant business a long time.
Right.
So walk us through your history and how you got started with this.
My parents are both from Italy, so I'm first generation here. And they opened up a restaurant on Harlem Avenue in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Still on Harlem, a few miles south. Still open.
Mm-hmm.
So going 32 years strong. Just simple Italian food. The way my mother cooks at home is the way we cook at the restaurant.
That's so good.
No fuss, just high quality ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
This salumi thing kind of took off about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our first product, the Indusia, which is a spicy spreadable salami.
Spreadable salami?
I like it.
I'd never even heard of that.
Most people haven't. It was only in this small little town where my grandfather's from. And someone brought some to my dad, a foodie, at a restaurant. And he's like, this isn't exactly it. You know, he goes, how much are they charging for this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of got the whole salumi thing started. We built a curing fridge above our restaurant. On our days off, we'd go there and make sausage.
Nice.
And
so good.
Then we found a USDA plant to work out of about four years ago, and so we've been just manufacturing and selling wholesale.
So if you sell wholesale, so obviously people right now, as of right now, don't go to a place and they can get a plate of meat from you. How does it work out?
They go to Mariano's.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, you have it at the restaurant?
So we don't have a brick and mortar, but we manufacture in a USDA plant. We sell all over the country.
Cool.
You'll find us in a lot of menus across the city.
Oh, nice.
We're, Spiaggia, Coal Fire,
all sorts of places. Yeah,
Spacanopoli. Sure.
Is it in your restaurant? In the
Of course,
family
yeah,
restaurant?
Of course, yeah, of course.
Dad wouldn't let it. We're
like, no. The other meats.
These
so.
Kids.
What
yeah.
do you? What kind of aside from the spreadable salami? What else do you guys offer?
So currently, we have a full line of products. We have over 25 products from whole muscles. Your copa, speck, guanciale, which is from the cheeks. That's actually why.
Nice.
As we're opening this store, we're going to be transitioning, rebranding to Tempesta Artisan Salumi.
Mm-hmm.
And our storefront is going to be called Tempesta Market.
Ooh.
Okay, great.
Because we're more than just Indusia.
So. Yeah.
Yes, right, exactly.
What, so you just said Tempesta Market. What is that opening soon? What is that going to be?
If everything works out this summer, you know how that goes.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, and all here that, in Chicago, right. Yeah. Things seem to take a little while.
And is it just going
to
be the all the salamis and meats?
No, we're really, really excited for this project. So we're my father has an old pasta extruder in the basement that was just collecting dust. So we're going to pull that out, be making fresh pastas.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have all our different salumi deli products. Plus, we'll be making, we don't do a lot of cooked products, cooked charcuterie. So we'll be making those in-house. And also sourcing stuff from some of our like colleague artisan producers. There's a lot of great salumi makers across the country. And
yeah, I was going to ask, where does the meat come from mainly? I mean, is it...
Well, as far as the meat, you know, we highly believe in the way the animals are treated. So sourcing is very important for us in all kinds of ingredients. So we buy heritage hogs, which are not the mass-produced, the other white pork.
Right.
Know, pork should have fat, you know, and it should be raised a certain way. And so that we're very conscious of how the animals raised. And that I think that really... makes a difference in the finished product.
Very cool. And you brought us some.
Of course. I mean,
what do we got?
We would have kicked you out if you didn't bring
we'd be
some.
Like, what? So what did you bring for us here?
Today I brought you five products, and I actually set them up for you.
Look at that.
To eat them from left to right.
Oh, just like reading.
Yes.
That's perfect. I know how to do that.
I like to make it simple for beginners. So.
Yeah.
So on...
All right. So what's first here?
So I see you have chorizo.
So actually on the left is going to be... Finocchiona, which is a fennel pollen, fennel seed, and Chianti salami.
Okay.
It has a little garlic in the background. So strong flavor, but the most mild. I'm going to take you up into like spice and saturation. This way you kind of get all the nuances from the different products.
It's interesting. First of all, this tastes fantastic. And I like how it's a great introduction piece to it. This is really your passion. I can really tell just by telling the story through these meats. And the way that you want us to experience this. Do you advise? Is there a way people can find out exactly how to do this at home or something? Do you ever have a website anywhere where you list all this stuff out there? You should have a blog or a live Facebook.
We have a website, but you know, we're still a small growing startup. I do so much stuff myself. Like,
just do a Facebook live of you eating meat.
Yeah.
And just be like, people, you eat along with me, folks.
Yeah. That might get into some odd territory. Yeah. Okay. What so you said you grew up in the restaurants.
Yes.
You grew up going there. Was it just being there that sparked the interest?
I was 2 years old when they opened the restaurant. I was there all the time, but I had a passion. You know, I was at 13. I would go bus tables. I'd hang out in the restaurant. At 16, I started working on cooking on the line and serving tables. Oh. And I had a short stint in culinary school that didn't totally work out, but that's neither here nor there. But you know, I've always loved it. I love food. I love creating things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The creative side of it is always what's great. Okay. What's meat number two, by the way?
Meat number two is a newer product for us. It's a chorizo. It's Spanish style.
Ooh.
The pepper there we sourced directly from Spain. It's actually the preferred pepper of the Jose Andreas Group.
Oh, so I like that guy.
It's not a Pimentón de la Vera, but it's called the Angel, El Angel. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, this
is
nice.
If you keep eating it just has like a great umami flavor.
People on Michigan Avenue right now are pressing their noses up to the glass as they look at this meat.
It's not scratch and sniff, guys.
You don't get any of my meat, people. Oh, that's going to make it.
Cool.
That's
going
to be, yep.
No. Mm. This is not the kind of chorizo you see, like Mexican style.
No, this is a Spanish style chorizo. So that's a dry cured sausage.
Ooh, this is lovely.
This is really good. Okay, we're going to try the last three meats after a quick commercial break here on 720 WGN.
When the moon hits your eye
like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Oh, perfect intro music into as we...
Oh, that's not pizza. It's sausage.
Sausage. 720 WGN, John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon, the birthday girl, filling in for Justin Kaufman on the download. Before we get back to Indusia really quickly, again, we're talking all night about what products people order from this app that gets you anything you want from a convenience store between 2 and 3 in the morning. They'll get it any time. But they have data on what Chicagoans order between 2 and 3 in the morning. So far on the list, what we've gotten are Ben and Jerry's half-baked ice cream, because they're very specific things, so we want specific answers. We've also gotten Trojan Magnum condoms. That's often ordered. We've had a lot of good guesses. Someone asked champagne. That's not on the list, but again, I don't know if booze is included in this. So
well,
I don't...
you'd also have to... Okay, well, one, mm-hmm. the laws of the city of Chicago, you can't sell after a certain hour.
True.
So also 2 to 3, you would not have that. And you got to go to a fancy 7-Eleven if you're getting champagne.
Right.
Unless it's Corbell, I guess. Unless,
exactly. I have a few hints for people. Think of something that if you were to... if I don't know how to say this. Mm. Let's say you've had a night of partying mm-hmm. and you lay down and you start to not feel so good.
Gatorade.
That is actually one. That wasn't what I was going for with that one. Can you name the flavor, though?
Is it that blue one?
Well, you're close. Yeah, do you know it? Glacier Freeze is what it is.
Gross.
Glacier Freeze Gatorade is
Fruit
the third one.
Mine.
Andouja should be on this list, man.
Right?
Yeah. Send me to Mariano's
to
and get me some spreadable salami and put it all over.
And crackers, please.
This place smells incredible, by the way. This meat is just overtaking the studio. I love it. All right, Antonio. We've gotten through two of the meats, and what's number three here?
So number three is our soprezzata picante. It's a spicy...
Wait, one more time?
Soprezzata picante.
Yeah.
Hot soprezzata.
Okay.
We import the peppers from Calabria ourselves. So this is actually going to start floral, almost a little bit sweet.
Okay.
And then the heat is going to hit you
in the
back
of
the palate.
You can smell the pepper.
I got the floral.
Right off the
bat. Here it comes. Oh, it's escalating. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
It's a little spicy,
but it's good. Yeah, it's not overwhelming. It seems to come as if it's about to maybe overtake you, but then it slowly dulls away.
Where did you guys get the recipes?
Well,
how'd that come about?
A lot of them are family recipes. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather, who's actually still in Calabria, he's been making salumi for the better part of 75 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And then just like cooking, once you have the foundation, you can change. We have some other things that are not as traditional, because it's just the seasonings change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you guys experiment with like kind of out there stuff or?
We don't go
of...
too crazy.
No,
we don't go too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, we try to keep with the traditional and then just try to play around a little bit. Like we have a pink peppercorn salami that isn't something you really see too much. So that's really floral.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, mostly
traditional
mostly
sort of
traditional,
stuff.
Very nice.
Hey, by the way, we got a text from the 847. They want you to remind them the name of the restaurant that you're talking about that your family's part of.
Agostino's.
Okay.
Agostino's.
On Harlem and Diversey.
Agostino's.
And then where is, if all works out, where is the new... The market going to be?
New market is going to be 1372 West Grand Avenue.
Very
Noble.
Nice.
That's
yeah,
a great
we
area.
About that area, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is in need of salami.
Three meats down, two more to go. And this next one, the next two actually, I'm really excited because there's a carb component to it. Anything on bread I will eat. I don't care what it is. They're spreadable. So what is this fourth one?
So this fourth one, that would be something that's not necessarily traditional. We created this one.
Ooh.
It's a spreadable black truffle salami. We call it cremosa tartufata.
Ooh.
But also, we're very big on balance of flavor. So you see, usually truffles overdone or even the peppers overdone, but we use such high quality ingredients that we shoot for balance.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have a lot of truffle flavor, but you're not gonna get that kerosene.
Right.
Chemical
it's subtle.
I have a dumb question.
I would say,
what makes so when we buy most salamis or meats or whatever, what makes them hard, and how is this different? How do you make it soft? Like, I mean,
right.
I guess in the processing, what's the difference?
The processing is exactly the same. So hopefully your cholesterol is okay. But here's the easiest
It'll
way.
Survive.
Here's the easiest way to explain it. Regular hard salami, dry. It's going to be about 75-80% lean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the spreadables are like 75-80% fat. Think of it as like pork butter.
That's why I really liked it. By the way. Pork butter, maybe
pork
the two
butter?
Best words ever put next to each other
like
in the history
should,
of the world.
You guys should sell those as pork butter.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We're trying.
People wouldn't buy it and be like, pork butter.
I'm in the business of selling fat. So.
Yeah, right? I mean, you could put that on anything. Think of all the things you put butter on that you could put pork butter on instead. Oh, wait, I got one. What if you're at the movie theater and it came out of the dispenser and you get pork butter on your popcorn?
Pork butter popcorn?
Oh, look at these ideas here. Andouja's
nice.
Pork butter popcorn.
You could be the new avocado toast.
Yes.
Pork butter.
Okay, I don't want to end this parade, but what's the last one? It's another spreadable.
The last is our Andouja. So we had to, of course, try that. So that's what put us on the map. So this is going to be spicy, spreadable, but it's not overpowering. It's got a nice spice level, again, with balance. And just like you said, the reason this is taking off so crazy is mm-hmm. because of how many different ways you can use it. It's yeah. awesome. It renders really well. So I render it to make a vinaigrette or aioli.
Really?
If you make an eggs in the morning, you can just throw mm-hmm. a little bit with your butter or olive oil. If you make an arrabbiata sauce, instead mm-hmm. of putting crushed chilies, add some of this. So it adds a umami, depth of flavor, spice.
Very
so
nice.
That's why it's being used so much as an ingredient, and that's why it's really taking off.
You're finding so many different ways to put meat in people. Yeah. It's uh-huh. great. You're really multi. I have a
fun goodness. Job.
You know? You yeah. really do.
What about the harder ones? What can you do with that other than just, you know, serving it on a plate? Like you were talking about the eggs and stuff, but these are the harder ones.
Well, I mean, there's still a lot. I mean, the other one, the spread bowl, is definitely more versatile. But, mm-hmm. If you like to cook, there's a lot you can do. Mm-hmm. Like we've been recipe testing with my mom for tempesta. When it comes to Neapolitan cooking, they use salumi in a lot of different things. We made this, it's called panino imbottito. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like a stuffed bread. Ooh, and you yeah. basically, it's almost like a roulade. You stuff it with cheese and salami.
Uh-huh.
But you can do it a lot of stuff. If you make a bolognese sauce with a meat sauce, yeah. instead of just doing raw meat, add some, you know, grind up some salami in there. So okay. you're adding something that has a bigger a depth of flavor.
I was going to say, because when you do bolognese with just the ground beef or something, I mean, it tastes good, but yeah, having a little spice in there, courtesy of the meat.
Yeah, and where can you find the sausages?
We're in all the Mariano's mm-hmm. in the cheese section, and a lot of specialty stores like Pastoral, City Olive, mm-hmm. Italy.
Spiaggia, yeah.
Italy. Well,
a lot of restaurants, yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, Italy.
You can
oh
have
gosh.
Your own restaurant at home.
Italy is like the target of food. I go in there for like one thing and I end up with just spending hours in there.
And you wander with your mouth open.
I wouldn't say the target as far as the price points anyways.
Well, right.
It's a nice target.
All I'm saying is I once went in Target to get a red pepper because they have a little grocery section, and I ended walking out with a Roomba. So from a red from 50 cents to $500, I
shopping
did return
problems.
It. Yeah.
No. I imagine you would walk out of the Eataly with just a big cheese wheel.
Exactly. Just run away with it. Actually, I'd get two of them, stick a stick in there, and roll out of there with
there
them.
Go.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Take me home, cheese wheel. All right, Antonio, this stuff was awesome. Thank you so much for stopping by
today. Thank you very much for
having
me.
Where can you find website-wise? Where can they find you online?
NduyaArtisans.com.
And
nice.
Spell that for people, just so you know.
NDUJA.
I have it on your hat. That's how I've been able to see you.
ISANS.com.
Antonio, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Back with more on 720 WGN.